How's everyone doing today? Today we're going to be teaching on the kingdom of heaven. But before we get started, I just want to play part of a worship song to help set the tone. All right, so let's get started. We're going to be teaching on the kingdom of heaven. First thing I want to say is that Jesus didn't come preaching the church. He came with one specific message, and it's actually the original gospel. We call it the gospel of something else today, but I'm going to stick with the scriptures, and I'm going to stick with what Jesus preached, regardless of what man say today. And Jesus came preaching the kingdom of heaven. Now, let's just look. I'm going to be coming just from the book of Matthew. We're going to look at a few scriptures that revealed actually what the Lord preached. So let's begin in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. It reads, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Let's go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. It reads, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Now, I wanted you to see and read with your own eyes what the Lord, the gospel that he preached. It was one gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He did not preach the gospel of the church. He didn't preach the gospel of himself. He didn't preach the gospel of salvation. He preached the gospel of the kingdom. And I want you to understand that everything else is included and inclusive within the kingdom. But we have limited the gospel to other things. Salvation is a part of the kingdom. Deliverance is a part of the kingdom. Healing is a part of the kingdom. But that is not, healing is not the gospel. Jesus did not even come preaching a gospel of himself. He came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And let me explain to you why. Because he said with his own mouth, I am the way. He said with his own mouth, I am the door. He understood the king came to give us access into the kingdom. So he became the way. He became the door that we, through his atonement, could enter into the kingdom. He never said, I am the kingdom. He's the king, but he's not the kingdom. Now, let's get into it. So we've misunderstood and limited the scope and purpose of the New Testament church. The scripture says we are the church. It says we are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And we're kings and priests of the Most High. That is who we are. But we are not here to advance and preach the church. We are not here to advance and preach the bride or the body of Christ. We are here to preach the gospel of the kingdom and advance the kingdom of heaven. Now, as a footnote, anytime you read heaven in the scriptures, for instance, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. It should be plural. Okay. So when we read about the kingdom, heaven is in the Hebrew or Greek, it's literally plural. So God created the heavens and the earth. When Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, it should read the gospel of the kingdom of heavens, because this is why the Bible says that he have blessed us in heavenly places. There's more than one heaven. There are levels to heaven. Okay. And so I want you to understand that. So we're literally supposed to be preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heavens. The Bible says that the Lord is exalted above the heavens. Now we have a physical, when we look into outer space, that's called the heavens. So we have physical heavens that we glance into the sky. The enemy authority, he is the prince of the power of the air. As the God of this world, there is the next level of heaven is where the enemy's dominion is. Okay, that is the reason you cannot have power without it coming from someplace in heaven. So he has his dominion is in a part of what we call heaven. So that means that we have to expand our understanding of even the word heaven, because we think when we think of heaven, we think it's one place where God dwells, and that's not true. So there's a physical heaven. There's a place in the spirit realm where the enemy has dominion as the God of this world. Paul stated when he was writing that he experienced death one time and he was taken to the third heavens. Well, he heard unspeakable things, things that he could not articulate in his native tongue. And so we know that there's at least three heavens just based on what Paul said. He had access to the third heaven. And so I just wanted to put that out. There's a footnote that he literally came preaching the kingdom of heavens, because we've been blessed in to be seated in heavenly places. So there's levels to this thing. All right. So when we look at the message that Jesus preached and compare it to the message we preach or the gospel we preach today. Okay. So we just read Matthew 4:17, Matthew 9:35, Matthew 10. And 7. When we look at the parables that Jesus preached, all of his parables began with the kingdom of heaven is as. Jesus only spoke concerning the kingdom of heaven. And I believe that in 2020, it's time we begin to get the fundamentals correct. We've gone off on tangents and fads and repeating what other people said when we have the scriptures for ourselves in black and white. We're privileged to have the word of God, and there's no reason why we should get the message that we supposed to be preaching. We supposed to take the gospel of the kingdom into every nation, making disciples of men. Not the gospel of salvation, not the gospel of this and that. We have it in black and white, so we should know not just in whom we believe, but we should know the proper message we supposed to be preaching. So all of Jesus' parables started by saying, the kingdom of heaven is as. He did not say the church is as. He did not say the kingdom of the church is as. Jesus spoke exclusively about his kingdom. And we have limited our understanding and our perception of what we supposed to be preaching. Okay. Now we're going somewhere. If you look at Luke chapter 16, verse 16, it reads, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and every man press into it. Okay, this is important because some people want to just mix all the scripture together and say, well, no, he's talking, you know, the church is here and it started over here. No, we have scripture for a reason to let us know when things began and when things ended. The scripture tells us here that the law and the prophets were until John. So the Old Testament law of Moses and the things that were written and given to us by the prophets, it said that was until John. Why was it until John, or it rained and had an end at John? Because John was Jesus' forerunner. And John was the first one to preach the kingdom of heaven. He preached it before Jesus because he was sent to be the voice crying in the wilderness as the forerunner of Christ. He prepared the way of the Lord. So he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, preparing the way, because he knew the king was coming, and he was preaching that the kingdom is coming, and he introduced the world, the king to the world, and the world to the king. The latter part. All right. And so the law and the prophets warned to John. Now listen, since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. Since what time? Since the time of John's arrival as the voice crying in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Since that time, the kingdom is preached. So that we know, the kingdom was not in the Old Testament. It was in type, but it was not revealed. The kingdom could not be revealed until the king came, because with the coming of the king, he was not only going to teach us about the kingdom, he was going to reveal it to us, and he was going to show us how to operate in it. So that's important, that the law and the prophets weren't to John. And since that time, since the time of John, no time before then, I don't care what nobody say, the kingdom was not revealed and began until John the Baptist as the forerunner of Christ. And since that time, this is scripture, Luke 16:16. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man press into it. Now, let's ask the question, what is the kingdom? The kingdom, or let's look at the word kingdom. Kingdom is the combination of two words, king and domain. They simplified it and came up with the word kingdom. So the kingdom is the king's domain. The kingdom could not be preached until the king came. So the church is not the kingdom. Now, the American church rarely teach on the kingdom of heaven. Now, everything is not to be church, saint, or body of Christ centric. Again, we are the church. We are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. We are kings and priests of the Most High. That is who we are. But the message we preach is the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom that we advance is not the kingdom of the church. It's the kingdom of heaven. We are the church. We are not the kingdom. We got to get that correct. Now, concerning the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said again that he's the door and he's the way. He's the access into the kingdom when we believe in him and repent of our sins. Jesus never said that he is the kingdom. Now, I know that bent some of y'all halo, but search the scriptures. He never said he is the kingdom. He said, I'm the door. He said, I am the way. Now, look at this. Jesus did not die so we could just be a member of a church or just a part of his body. Jesus gave his life to give us his kingdom. Therefore, it's much, much more than just eternal life and salvation and sanctification and justification and forgiveness of sins. It's much, much more than that. So let me use an example. Say, for instance, that the kingdom of heaven is, let's use the example of a corporation. A corporation has many departments: marketing, finance, operations, human resources, IT, legal, product development, risk management, safety, employment. Okay, there's many departments in a corporation. Too many believers know nothing about the rest of the kingdom or the corporation. See, we only understand the department of redemption and the cross. We're still at the door. We're still at the entrance point into the kingdom, but we have not ventured inside the kingdom and have allowed God to show us and explain to us and teach us how to operate in the rest of the kingdom or the corporation. We're still in employment, the place where they hired us. We're still in that department. We don't know nothing about marketing. We don't know anything about the finance department. We don't know anything about operations and human resources. We have been ventured into and learned about IT and the legal department and risk management and safety. So we have to understand the kingdom is immense. It's massive. It's extensive and enormous. Now, the Holy Spirit is our personal tour guide to see, understand, and learn how to operate in the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Spirit yearns to reveal to us the kingdom, but we have to acknowledge him and ask him to, because he's a gentleman. Jesus, the King, came and revealed the kingdom to us through healing, deliverance, dominion, grace. These are the different departments, if you would, of the kingdom. Power, angels, humility, excellence. I'm going to say that one again, because in a lot of so-called houses of God, we do not see the spirit of excellence. Excellence is a part of the kingdom of heaven. Freedom. A lot of us may get delivered, but we're never free. A lot of us may get healed, but we're never free. A part of the kingdom of heaven is freedom, reconciliation, not just us with God, but us with other humans. God is very much for reconciliation. It is a part of the kingdom of heaven. Discipleship, leadership, service, grace, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, mercy, holiness, God's foreknowledge, God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, righteousness, unity, compassion, revelation, the nature and personality of God, his anointing, God's glory, God's presence. These are just a few of the other departments, if you would, of the kingdom of heaven. Now, everything I just mentioned and more is what the scripture is referring to when it says riches in Christ. When a Bible speaks in the New Testament about the riches we have in Christ, these are the things it's talking about. So when we gave our hearts to Christ and the work of Calvary, when Jesus said it is finished, the price to redeem man was finished. So when the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom, it signified the veil is what separated the people from going into the holiest of all, having access to the presence of God. When it was ripped, when Jesus gave his life for us on Calvary, when it was ripped from top to bottom, it was from top to bottom because salvation was only afforded to us because God at the top did something for us. We didn't attain it. He did it for us. So it was ripped from top to bottom. And that access, the door, the way was made for us to enter in. But now that we are in, he never intended for us to stay at the very place where we entered. He made a way for us to enter so we could see and know and experience and learn the rest of the kingdom. Now, imagine if we would, if we were one of the immigrants making our way to the border, okay? And say we're down in Texas or California, and we we made our way to the border, and we're able to cross into the United States. A way was made. Okay, and say we do it legally. Try to keep it up with scripture. We legally come through, okay? And we make it in. We in the land of freedom, an opportunity that has the greatest constitution and government known to man, a booming economy. This is the place where we can thrive. We come from a place of degradation and corruption and sin and death, and we made it, we crossed over. Imagine if people, you or I, were one of those people and we made it in legally, but we never left the border. We never left the place where we entered into the United States, the place of opportunity and blessing. Imagine if we just stayed there, like, thank God we made it in. And we never ventured into to see this country, to actually learn its language and access its benefits and see its beauty. See, but that's how we are in the church. We know about repenting of our sins. We know about redemption. We know about salvation as far as the forgiveness of sin. But Jesus came preaching the kingdom. So we need to latch a hold of the person and presence of the Holy Spirit so he can reveal the rest of the kingdom to us. He do not want us to stay. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for what Jesus did, but he never intended for you to stay at the place of the door where you entered. There is a kingdom with all of his glory and all of his blessings that's waiting on us. So that's what we're talking about today, the kingdom of heaven. So did you know that if you are born again, you are rich? And it's all within the kingdom. you're rich in the having access to his word, which is his will. You're rich because you have access to his spirit, his armor, his angels, his forgiveness, his grace and righteousness. We're rich. We have so much. But we know and operating in so little. Now I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, this is important because I previously stated that the Holy Ghost, see, after redemption, after Passover, there's Pentecost. Okay. And so it is imperative that after you go through the blood of Jesus that's revealed at Passover, that we have to graduate to Pentecost and the giving of God's Spirit. Because the reason why you need his Spirit is because the Spirit is the teacher. At Passover, at Calvary, is where you enter the kingdom. But you don't know nothing about the kingdom. You have no way of understanding the kingdom. So we have to graduate to Pentecost and the giving of God's Spirit. That's why Jesus said it's expedient that I go so he can send his Spirit. The giving of God's Spirit, he is the tour guide into the kingdom. He's the one that's going to teach us about the kingdom. He's the one that's going to open up our eyes and our ears and our hearts to see and understand and learn how to operate in the kingdom. See, so the scripture says here that I have not seen, because you don't know anything about the kingdom, nor ear heard, because you have no way of understanding the kingdom. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God have prepared for them that love him. See, everything he have prepared for us is in the kingdom. But look at verse 10. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. So if you are not spirit filled, and you don't have a personal relationship with the Spirit, and you do not speak with him on a daily basis and ask him, because he's a gentleman. That's why he's the a dove is symbolized to picture the Holy Spirit, because it's gentle. If you're not yielding to him and asking him on a day-to-day basis to teach me, lead me, guide me, show me the things in the kingdom. Look at it. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. There are some deep things in the kingdom of heaven that God wants to show us individually. Thank God for your pastor. Thank God for your leaders. But God wants to show you his kingdom on an individual basis. It's not enough just to read and learn about peace. He wants to reveal his peace to you. It's not enough just to read, listen to messages, and learn about righteousness, or learn about grace, or learn about evangelism, or learn about giving, or learn about dominion, or learn about these other topics. It's the Holy Spirit's greatest desire to show it to you, reveal it to you personally, and then show you how to operate in it. Jesus, the King, is our greatest example. He showed us what humility is. He showed us what power and authority is. He showed us all these different things. Then he said, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works. Now, the reason why we don't do them is because we're still at the door. We are still at the entrance of the kingdom. and we have not ventured into the borders and territories of the kingdom. To learn how to do the works that he did. To learn, comprehend, and receive the revelation to do everything that he did. To walk like he walked. To be gentle and approachable and kind like he is. And so that's why I want to teach. This is the introduction to the kingdom of heaven. And we're going to come. I'm going to come with some more messages about the kingdom, introducing us to the kingdom. Because in the end, remember when he taught his disciples not what to pray, but how to pray, when he gave them the blueprint. One of the things that he stated in the what is affectionately known as the Lord's Prayer is for us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he wasn't just speaking about when he established his kingdom, beginning with the 1,000-year reign of Christ, but he was speaking as believers in this fallen world system, because we are in the world, but not of the world. So as believers, as citizens of the kingdom in this fallen world system, he wants us empowered to not only preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, but to advance the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, or to advance his kingdom. All right. God bless you.